Hi there, this is Alvin, and welcome to Kickstart Commerce Podcast, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. In today's episode, you likely can tell it's a bit of different sound, and that's because we are live at Merge 2018, and in this episode, our guest is none other than Kevin Kopus. So Kevin, man, thanks for taking time out to
speak. Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, so tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I'm one of the co-founders and the COO slash janitor of ICU as a startup. I always say that as a joke because as a startup, when there's a couple employees, it's everyone is all hands on deck all the time.
Right.
So we run and own the .ICU domain extension, which is shorthand for ICU, socially ICU.
Gotcha.
Obviously, it has some other meanings around the world, maybe in the medical field. There's some crypto interest in it, but we're sort of marketing it from the social aspect of ICU.
Wow. Crypto interest. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of the really fun things about owning a domain extension is seeing the uses that you didn't really think of while you were launching it to see how people use it. So that was one of the avenues that sort of popped up, or one of the verticals that popped up that were like, you know, we kind of thought about that a little bit, but we didn't market heavily into that space. But then we're seeing someone's launching a coin on a .ICU.
Ah.
There's a lot of crypto blogs. I actually just tweeted a couple days ago about crypto moneda.ICU. So it's cryptocurrency or crypto money in Spanish.
Right. Nice.
There's like a foreign language blog that's about learning about how to blockchain, how to invest in crypto coins and all that kind of stuff.
Nice. So how long have you been at this? Because it's you and Lars, right?
It's Lars and I, and then we have a couple other partners. Michael Riedel is involved, a couple other partners are involved, and then we have a couple freelancers and a couple people that work for us in and out there. So we're Lars and I are the main two day-to-day go-to guys for it. We have been live for, I believe it's 113 days, because I tweeted yesterday it was 112 days. So it's 113 days since we went into GA, which is when, every end user can register the .ICU. And we actually just hit 82,000 domains under management as of a couple hours ago.
Wow, so nice. That's a big feat.
We're doing pretty well. That's an average, obviously, of 700-800 a day, something right. Like that. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of not sleeping. It's a lot of talking. It's a lot of selling. It's a lot of policy stuff, but it's been a lot of fun.
Gotcha.
Most importantly, it's been a lot of fun.
Exactly. So, you know, I've got to ask, because I read the article on WhizBang, what time zone are you in?
So right now we're in the Eastern time zone. Last week I was in the Singapore time zone. And then I flew through parts of the U.S., so absolutely Michael Gilmore's article was completely correct. And then I'm actually going to be in this time zone for maybe a couple weeks, like okay. 2 weeks right now. And then I'm off to Singapore for another conference, and then Lars and I are going to make a little road trip around China. We're about to get start our China licensing process, which is a process for a registry. So that'll put us in a couple other time zones, a lot more miles. And then obviously ICANN Barcelona at the end of October. We'll be out there.
Right. So then what kind of distinct uses have you seen in terms of like .ICU that have been kind of weird or even like, man, I wouldn't have never thought about?
Weird. I think so. I think that the crypto one, I would say, not to go back to something I already mentioned, but I think the crypto one was not weird, but it was unexpected just
right.
Because I didn't really understand a lot about crypto. Like, everyone sort of knows a little bit about crypto, but I think that there's just a lot of ambiguity around
correct
blockchain and what you can do with it and those things. So we, like I said, we kind of thought that, hey, maybe that would be really cool if someone could do something with it. But the fact that someone's actually launching a coin on a .ICU domain, and then there is the traction that we're getting with it, like, that was very, it was a very nice surprise. Like, we've had crypto bloggers that have their own blogs or their own forum sites and things like that actually come to us and say, hey, we want to write a little post about this. And we're seeing a lot of pickup from that. And that's all been organic. Like, it's been like, we give them information if they're asking for it, but it's all been totally organic. Like, we're not marketing it towards that. Once that started, then I started like, okay, let me start talking more. When I tweet pictures, I'm tweeting more about crypto stuff, or I'm giving ideas of names that could still be available, and things like that. But that was a very organic sort of, you know, thing that came up. You know, I'm looking through the daily logs of what's registered, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
And so do you all have like a site that's dedicated to showing, I guess, examples of?
Absolutely. So I actually just created this awesome logo. I'll give you some stickers and some magnets, but it's in the wild.ICU. And we have screenshots on there that obviously links to the live sites. We're going to start actually like interviewing the folks that launch these names and sort of, you know, ask them, hey, what? How did you find us? What's the idea behind it? What are your future plans? Like sort of like what you're doing right here, but we want to do that with the In the Wild because I think it is really important. Any registry can say, hey, we have this many domains under management. Everyone does that. I like saying we have 82,000. But the really important stat for me is the number of live sites using it. Live right. sites lead to more renewals. Live sites lead to that company doing marketing for themselves, which in turn markets that ICU. So then it's like this snowball that once you push it off the top of the mountain, it takes a lot of time for us to get it rolling. But once it starts rolling, it really does build more registrations and more brand awareness.
Wow. So then how does one go about, I guess, registering?
So you can go to now.icu, N-O-W.icu, that's our main search page as the registry. Obviously, we don't sell any domains direct, so if you go search for a domain on now.icu, it will show you if the name is available or not, and then it'll pop you over to all the registrars that are currently selling the domain. I think we have 115 plus or minus registrars that have signed the RRA. So they're some of them are in different stages of going live or implementation because you have to hook up an API and stuff like that to get, right. Get it sold. But that process is all from the registrar side and it's pretty easy for them. So you can pop over to now or you can go to probably your registrar of choice. Namecheap is selling a lot of names. There's quite a few other registrars that are selling ICU, but probably the best one is now that ICU to go do a search.
Gotcha. Now what... In comparison to like legacy TLDs, then I guess in terms of pricing, what does pricing look like? Is it comparable or is it, is it something that's astronomical?
Generally speaking, I'm going to say it's less.
Okay.
Our wholesale price is around $5 usually. We have some promos that usually lower it to something lower than that. But really the price for the end user is whatever the registrar wants to sell it at. So I think right now a lot of registrars are selling it between $1 and $10. So when it comes to that, it is very comparable. One thing that we're actually really proud of is our premium name program.
Mm-hmm.
So premium names are names like Alvin.icu is probably not a $5 name. It's probably not a $6,000 name. No
like
offense.
Priceless.
Priceless. but so it's probably falls into one of our four premium tiers. And what that means is it's you get pay a premium price for the first year of registration, but then it's a normal renewal fee.
Oh, nice.
So our wholesale price on our premium tier, and that's probably where Alvin is probably in the $12 wholesale price.
$12, man.
Well, you're probably a little bit more than that because if you go to Namecheap, they're going to mark that up a little bit. And our idea behind that was when you look at some legacy extensions or even other extensions and you see, okay, Alvin.com or Alvin.org or Alvin.whatever is probably, if it's already registered, it might be on the aftermarket for sale for how much, right? I used to be a domain broker. I sold millions of dollars of names and like first names. I always wanted to buy Kevin.com, but I don't have bazillions of dollars, right? So when you see that and it's not available, but then you see, oh, Alvin.icu is available and it's 15, 16, 17 bucks. And then it's a normal renewal fee of $5 wholesale renewal is going to be $6, $7, $8 somewhere on there. Then it's a lot more reasonable. And then you're still getting an exact match keyword term that means something to you. So our premium tier program, like I said, it has four tiers. Most of the names are in that low $12 tier. A couple names, like we went basically like larger cities are in the higher tiers. Bob is probably in the higher tier versus no offense, but like a name that doesn't show up as much is like Kevin is reserved because we can.
It's like Lillian or something longer, probably more complicated in spelling.
Right.
But the common everyday John, Jane,
exactly.
Like those are probably higher end.
And we do the same thing with like population of cities. The cities with millions and millions of people are in the higher tiers.
So like New York is probably higher versus something like, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Correct. Absolutely, yes. So, but that's pretty creative we've had. So I want to say probably around 4,000 or 5,000 premium names registered out of the 82,000. And again, those are all at full price. Like we haven't done any deals on those, which is really nice revenue for us. But it's nice to be able to say, hey, when you pay more for that domain name as the registry, we're expecting it to get used because you had to pay more for it. You had to really put thought into registering it and seeing it and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a nice health indicator.
Yeah, and it somewhat limits, I guess you'd say, speculation.
It does.
Not that it's going to eliminate it, but it does make you think.
Correct. And then with the renewal fee being a normal renewal fee, it brings it back down. So if you did speculate on it, you're only paying that high fee once, which I used to own domain. I don't know, I wouldn't call myself like a domain investor because I don't think I ever did it successfully. I have no problem with domain investors and speculating. I think it's great.
Right.
But also, going back to the end user in the wild, like I want to see those use cases. So
correct.
When I see names getting registered for that $12 or for that $60 price point, I think, like, we don't have a ton of data yet, but I think that those are going to get used more.
Right. Well, with 82,000 registrations, I mean, I look at that and I go, now, obviously, I got to ask the question in terms of how did you guys get there? Or, you know, were there any promotions involved? Or
right. So there is a pricing promotion. Like I said, most registrars right now are retailing ICU for around $1 to $3 or $4, somewhere
right.
in that range. So we did, but everyone has the same promotion. So we didn't do any, like, special deals with
right.
special promotions or anything like that. And they're all, you know, real registrations coming in. Like, there weren't any, like I said, funny
right.
things going on.
Exactly.
There's a lot of stuff that happens.
There weren't any
space.
Of this, you know, giveaway and then renew or any of that kind
Correct.
Of stuff going on.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So then those are true registrations.
Yes. Some of them are definitely speculative. Sometimes, like I said, we have a back-end tool where I can see second-by-second new registrations.
Right.
Sometimes I'll see a name come in and I'm like, why did someone register that name? Like, why did you do that? But someone physically went in and typed it in and registered it.
Right.
So, you know.
So you probably have encountered some interesting hacks then, or have you?
So it's hard to watch it with 800 a day,
right.
You know, to see. I don't know about interesting hacks yet. I've seen some, like someone a couple days ago, I was having a similar conversation to this, and someone registered catfood.icu. So that was not a premium name. It was a normal price name, but it was, I liked it because it was a one-off name. Like, it wasn't someone who registered cat food, dog food, or it wasn't like
right.
my really cool catfood.icu, things like that. So it was like, I knew it was like a normal end user going in and registering his name, but I saw that, I'm like, huh, I wonder what that's gonna be. But
wow,
you know, someone saw that and was like, hey, catfood.icu, you know what I mean? Like, so that's where I'm saying it's really fun to see the registrations come in, and it's like,
right.
I hope that someone develops that.
Wow, that is awesome. So then, you know, kind of getting back here in terms of you know, our time here at Merge, I mean, what, you've been here how long, I guess? Have you been here throughout the entire
yes.
Merge?
Yes, so I flew in on, or I drove up actually, on Friday.
Gotcha.
So,
and so
yeah.
What does an event like Merge do for .icu?
So I would say there's two primary, actually, because I'm having this conversation with you, there's three primary goals here. Number one, obviously, is to talk to people who have blogs and have news and want to learn more about ICU and have a following, and that's great. I love doing that everywhere.
Right.
I don't like just talking to the same three people around the world that I can see anywhere else, so it's really nice. And then registrars come here. So registrars are our customers as the registry, so the more registrars I can talk to, just to let them know, Lars and I have contacts at most registrars, but still just to see them in person, and maybe there was a problem that they didn't want to send an email about, but when we're, you know, sitting over dinner, they'll mention, hey, this was a little issue, or
right.
hey, we really like this, or whatever, things like that. And then also from the domain investor standpoint, just seeing, hey, is this what's going on? Actually, someone who does a lot of trademark stuff right over there, as we were setting up for this podcast,
right.
walked over, and he wants to possibly acquire a two-letter .icu from us. So,
nice.
From the domain investor standpoint, it's, again, in the room is when deals happen. I was a broker at Moniker, Snapnames, Web.com for a while, and then I worked at Radix and PIR, and anytime I was in a room, you're going to sell more domains, you're going to make more contacts, it's going to be more successful. So,
right. So then I guess, so as, you know, things conclude here, I guess we look forward to seeing you, I guess, at NamesCon?
Yes, or? Absolutely. We'll be at NamesCon. We haven't finalized all of our sponsorship yet for NamesCon, but
right.
we're going to do something fun. We're expecting to hit 100,000 domains. We're hoping for probably before ICANN Barcelona.
Okay.
So I don't know what our target is going to be for NamesCon, but we'll have some
half a
big announcement.
Half a million.
Yes.
No big deal.
You know, as more registrars come on board, and there's still quite a few big registrars that are coming on board, you know, every tick that we see a new
right.
registrar come on, it's like a new funnel. Someone turns
right.
on the valve. So
new registrar, new development.
A couple hundred new regs a day. We actually had a registrar come on board 3 weeks ago, and they started contributing about 50 to 100 domains a day.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it's, you know, seems like one-off. It's not bulk deals. It seems like one-off domains. So it's, I don't know what the renewal rate is going to look like on those.
Right.
However, they do seem like real registrations. Like, it's someone that the potential of those domains getting used is a lot higher than not.
Gotcha.
So yeah, NamesCon will be next, and then we'll see you obviously we're at all the ICANN meetings and things like that.
But. And you've got to book a hotel room for ICANN. If not, I don't know where you will be sleeping. You'll be in a different time zone without a bed.
Correct. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But, you know, with the travel that we have, it's booking last minute flights. I'm flying to Singapore in 3 weeks and I don't have my flight booked yet. So it's, the prices honestly don't really change that much, I've noticed. So I don't worry about it from that perspective. But it's life. I don't know what next week looks like, much less in 6 months from now. So
what does tomorrow look like?
Exactly. What is tomorrow? I'm driving somewhere tomorrow. I don't know where yet, but yeah.
Well, awesome. Anything else to share with the listeners?
I don't think so. Check out Now That I See You, and then you can email me directly, kevin@nick.icu. Okay. If anyone has any questions, that is nic.icu. We haven't fully moved over the email back end yet. But yeah, no, we're there for any questions or if people want ideas or the premium names. Like, we have registry reserve names that are not available for sale through the registrar channel. You have to come to us. I can help with anything like that. But yeah, just and if anyone has live sites, if someone registers a live site, like we can send like a little care package of t-shirts and stickers and stuff. But we want to talk to people about like, what are you doing? And we go to startup conferences all the time. So what we're doing is we're taking these live sites and putting them on the wall on our banners, because I can talk about ICU till I'm blue in the face, but people are
seeing as believing.
You're an example of saying, hey, what are the live sites? What are people doing with it? And when I have them on the wall, I'm just like, hey, look at all these live sites over here. So,
right. Definitely. Well, with that, we're out of time. So Kevin, thank you for taking time to join us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Speak with us. And I look forward to seeing you in AIMSCon, if not before then.
Yep.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Kickstart Commerce, where we share search marketing and domain name strategies to help grow your business. Please subscribe to this podcast via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Podbean. Last but not least, please visit Kickstart Commerce to subscribe to the weekly newsletter sharing tips and tricks about the disciplines of digital strategy. Thanks, and that's all for now.